This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, governments around the world are condemning Israel's decision in principle to remove Yasser Arafat. Yesterday's statement from Israel's security cabinet did not spell out when or how to do this, but said the army would devise a plan.
A European Union spokeswoman expressed, quote, great concern about the news. Egypt warned that exiling Arafat could spark new violence all over the Palestinian territories. And the U.S. sent a message to Israel that such a move would not help the cause of peace. In the West Bank and Gaza Strip, thousands of Palestinians poured into the streets to express support for Arafat. Thousands more joined pro-Arafat demonstrations in Lebanon and Jordan.
NPR's Julie McCarthy went to Arafat's headquarters in the West Bank town of Ramallah. She reports news of his possible deportation has put the 74-year-old leader back on center stage with perhaps more public backing than before.
Adversity becomes Arafat. Last night, in the moonlit ruins of his compound, the besieged Palestinian president looked, in the words of one analyst, as if the Israeli threat against him had brought the color back to his cheeks. He blew kisses to the crowd of demonstrators who came in a show of solidarity for the man who has led their cause for four decades. Standing at the front door of his headquarters, Arafat sounded subdued but defiant. No one, he said, can kick me out.
Be sure that the Palestinians will face all this aggression as they had faced it from the beginning. And we are committed to the roadmap, and we hope that the quartet has to move quickly to protect the peace and to implement the roadmap.
The quartet is the U.S., UN, EU, and Russia, which together crafted the latest peace initiative known as the roadmap. All four have said the decision to remove Arafat is a political mistake. The spontaneous demonstrations in the occupied territories and in Palestinian refugee camps in the Arab world suggest Arafat's removal is a high-risk strategy. The anger-filled outpouring that continued today shows not only that Arafat is the indisputable leader of the Palestinians, but also that a possible exile arouses such passions that if it were to happen, it could unleash unrest in the occupied territories and beyond. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said that violence could erupt anywhere, a prospect that alarms regimes across the region. American Ambassador Daniel Kurtzer met today with Israel's defense minister to convey U.S. opposition to exiling Arafat, which State Department spokesman Richard Boucher restated yesterday.
Our view on Mr. Arafat hasn't changed, and our view is that he is part of the problem, not part of the solution. At the same time, we think it would not be helpful to expel him because it would just give him another stage to play on.
Whether Israel will reconsider its decision in light of the mass opinion arrayed against it is not clear. What is certain is that Israel's threat to remove Yasser Arafat has unified the Palestinian population. Political forces at odds with each other normally now find common cause in the threat on their leader. Maja Youssi is the executive director of the Palestinian Institute for the Study of Democracy. She said even those Palestinians who dislike Arafat for his autocratic style put aside their disagreements with him today.
I'm ambivalent about Arafat, about the conduct of affairs here, but at the same time, he's the symbol of the National Liberation Movement. And I can't accept that he should be discarded in this way.
Others in Ramallah said what is in jeopardy is more than just one man. The right of the Palestinians to choose their own leaders and decide for themselves when they should go was at stake in Prime Minister Sharon's threat to sweep away their longtime leader. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.